On Super Bowl Sunday, right before kickoff, Fox News' Bill O'Reilly sat down with President Obama for a one-on-one interview. As expected, O'Reilly covered the issues that have been at the core of his cable channel's unrelenting critique of the Obama presidency: the rocky Obamacare rollout, the attack in Benghazi, and the alleged targeting of conservative groups by the IRS. In general, the question centered on the scandals that, after repeated official inquiry by Congress and inspectors general, turned out to be mere screw-ups with no evidence of White House fingerprints or cover-up. The president had little difficulty deflecting the implicit accusations. The question is, in this rare opportunity for a live one-on-one, what did O'Reilly accomplish? Connor Friedersdorf, a staff writer for The Atlantic, thinks the answer is not much at all.
Well, I'm someone who writes a lot about the NSA and the United States having a lethal targeting program abroad. I would have loved to hear the president held to account on those issues in the way that he hasn't been. You know, we all have our hobby horses, but I would say that Bill O'Reilly didn't really advance public knowledge on any issue, whether it's my issue or your issue or someone out there in the audience. We don't know anything more than we did before the interview. For me, one telling moment was when Bill O'Reilly brought up the issue of healthcare.gov and the healthcare reform bill, and that framing is very telling. Bill O'Reilly was trying to embarrass Obama rather than eliciting information from him, and he could have asked a question that actually reflected badly on President Obama and elicited information. He could have pointed out that President Obama hasn't done anything of substance to make sure that the federal government can have a good rollout of a website in the future. President Obama has basically said that we have this broken system and you can't blame it entirely on us, and that's a fair point. What has he done to make the next federal website launch successful?
Here's tape which gets to the question of whether a politically motivated or incentivized IRS was targeting conservative groups with undue attention.
What some people are saying is that the IRS was used at a local level in Cincinnati, maybe other places, to
absolutely
go after.
Absolutely wrong.
But how do you know that? Because we still don't know what happened there.
Bill, we do. That's not what happened. Folks have, again, had multiple hearings on this. I mean, these kinds of things keep on surfacing, in part because you and your TV station will promote them.
But when folks actually, there are unanswered questions?
Bill, when you actually look at the stuff, there have been multiple hearings on it.
The frustrating thing there is that if Bill O'Reilly had an inkling of evidence tying President Obama to a campaign to use the IRS politically, we would hear about it every day on Fox News. It's unthinkable that President Obama, in the face of no evidence, would come on and say, well, actually, Bill, there is a secret conspiracy that I've been involved in. It's just in no world would that possibly elicit a useful answer.
I want to take some issue with your thinking on this, because while everything you say would make sense if we were talking about a prosecution, journalism isn't necessarily meant to be a gotcha enterprise. Sometimes it's just important to hear the public officials' response on a controversial issue.
Absolutely. The problem is that all of these things where Bill O'Reilly says, I just want to get you on the record here, Mr. President, we've had countless press conferences in which a White House official or President Obama specifically has been asked about the IRS scandal. We've had congressional hearings. The work of getting President Obama on the record about these issues happened long ago.
You write that while the interview was unsatisfying and unproductive, that it probably served the purposes of both the president and Bill O'Reilly. What do you mean?
For Bill O'Reilly, the Fox audience wants someone to stand up and to flay Obama and to kind of suggest that he is illegitimate somehow and that there is a looming scandal, and he accomplished that. President Obama, on the other hand, was able to take what were really very weak critiques of his presidency and to hit the softballs out of the park, basically. He was also able to appear as if he's willing to go before a tough interviewer. In fact, there are plenty of interviewers that President Obama could have gone against that would be much tougher. But instead, he chose Bill O'Reilly, and they both got something out of it.
Well, if there's one exchange that supports your notion of the shtickization of the presidential interview, it was in the second part of the interview that aired Monday night on O'Reilly's program. Here's what it sounded like.
I can't speak for Fox News, all right? But I'm you know, the table setter here at 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
You think I'm unfair to you? Do you think I can give
Absolutely. Of course you are, Bill. But I like you anyway, though.
Okay, but give me how I'm unfair.
But look,
Give me how I'm unfair. Come on. You can make that accusation without telling me.
Bill, we just went through an interview in which he asked about health care not working, IRS, were we wholly corrupt, Benghazi.
Right.
Right. So the list of issues that you talk about.
But these are unanswered questions.
But they're defined by you guys in a certain way. But look, this is okay. If you want to be president of the United States, then you know that you're going to be subject to criticism.
Amazing. It had a kind of enough about me, what do you think of me quality to it. How do you spend your precious moments with the president of the United States talking about what he really thinks of me?
Yes. It is nice to hear President Obama be frank in that way in the interview, to acknowledge that there is this dynamic between his presidency and Fox News, and to just kind of lay it on the table. At the same time, President Obama is playing a role in elevating Fox and Bill O'Reilly by granting them this interview. There are any number of journalists generally, if he wanted to subject himself to an interview by someone who's been critical of him. And he chose Bill O'Reilly. To the extent there's a problem, he is a little bit of a part of it. I compared it to a WWE match where you have two people that appear to be hitting each other over the head with folding chairs, but in fact, they're entertaining the audience. And that's what this was.
That's a pretty good one, too. Connor, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Connor Friedersdorf, who spoke to us from Los Angeles, writes for The Atlantic.